Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What to say? Look how many people there are to talk to. I see them all over. I walk past them without saying anything. Bye then. Not even. Hello. My name's Rob. I'm a human being. I don't find it that straightforward sometimes. Can I talk to you about that? We've got the same amount of throats. Never got to know each other, did we? We were here at the same time. And we didn't even say hello. Why not? Maybe we'll meet in the afterlife. And we'll talk about it in the same way people talk when they find out they went to the same school or university.
Oh, you went to Earth?
Me too. I didn't see you around.
What years were you there from?
If I'm on a plane and I see a football stadium out of the window, I want to be able to turn to the stranger next to me and say,
hey, look, I'm sorry to bother you, but there's a football stadium down there. I wonder who plays there. I love seeing football stadiums from planes.
Or, if I'm eating leftover stew or chilli from the night before, it's important to me to have someone to turn to so I can say, oh yeah, this is better than it was last night. And for them to say, yeah, it is. Because nobody in the history of leftovers has ever said, no, it was better last night. And if they did, I don't know if a relationship could survive such a test. A lot of people seem to have taken their parents' advice of don't talk to strangers into their adult lives. You can't stop someone in the street and say, have you seen trees? Or at a wedding when the photographs have been taken and you need to pull on your talking trousers. You can't simply saunter up to someone and say, what are onions doing? What are they up to? They're up to something, aren't they? They're not here for us. They're in it for themselves. What's the end goal for an onion? What are they doing? They're trying to live, just like us. If onions were left to their own devices, what would the world be like? More onions? Onions everywhere? Were onions on the planet living in peace before humans started digging them up and putting them in risottos? What came first, the onion or the elephant? It's not a chicken and egg situation, Rob. Elephants don't hatch out of onions. I just want to know what was on the planet first, an elephant or an onion, and I want to talk about it with someone who thinks they know for certain, because I'm a massive fan of uncertainty, because it frees me up, makes me feel small. How do you trace back the evolution of an onion? They don't have bones for people to dig up. I can't believe I got used to elephants existing. Have you seen them? Unbelievable. Some people who believe in ghosts vote in general elections. But then the person at the wedding would move away and avoid me for the rest of the day. So I'm left thinking, maybe what I've got to talk about isn't what I should be talking about. But it is. Because it's real to me. As real as having blood. I was in Edinburgh and I saw a seagull eating a pigeon and it had blood all down its front and I thought, hold on a minute, I've got blood. What does that make me? I am only going to get to know what an orange is once. It will never line up in the same way again. I was born into a world where an AK-47 and a piano exist at the same time. and I'm just supposed to accept it. Hello, it's Rob Alton here. This is the bit where I come on after the podcast and say hello and give the podcast a bit of a plug just after you've been listening to it. So if you want to spread the word about the podcast, the best way to do that is to go on Instagram or Twitter, and the handles are at Rob Alton Podcast. And if you know anyone who might like it as well, then chuck them an episode that you enjoyed and see if you can get them into it. And yeah, it's good. I feel like we're on a bit of a journey together if you are listening to it all the time. And yeah, that's it. All right, thanks very much. Bye.